Now to a high-flying sign of the warming relations between China and Taiwan. This weekend's first direct commercial flights between them since they split in 1949. Taiwanese have been able to travel to China for a while now, but this is the first time mainland Chinese tourists can visit Taiwan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn went on one of the first flights.
Flight HU7987 to Taipei is now boarding.
For now, mainlanders can only go to Taiwan with groups, like the China Sunrise Travel Package Tour, lining up in their matching pink polo shirts at the Beijing airport. For the next 10 days, the group will circle Taiwan on tour buses. Among them is advertising company employee Meng Li Li. She admits she likes to be among the first to have new things, whether it's an iPhone or a package tour to the latest government-approved destination. Taiwan is famous for its beautiful scenery and cuisine, she says. Now that there are direct flights, of course we want to grasp the first opportunity to go look around and experience the place. Meng thinks that lifestyles on Taiwan and mainland China are pretty much the same. She knows this, she says, from watching Taiwanese soap operas.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have left Beijing for Taipei. It takes about 4 hours in the flight. We will serve you dinner and drink soon.
Folks on both sides of the Taiwan Straits share cultural roots, but they've grown apart over the past 60 years. Mainland media and textbooks praise the island's natural scenery, but there's little mention of its developed economy or its evolution from a one-party dictatorship into a lively democracy. In fact, Taiwan's experience represents a different take on being Chinese, and perhaps even a preview of changes that may one day come to the mainland. To prepare tourists for their experience, the Beijing government summoned them to a meeting. Sunrise Travel tour leader Zhao Xinqiang says it was not about politics.
There are bound to be political differences after being separated for so many years. We just tell the groups that some things over there are different. For example, the mainland uses simplified Chinese characters, while Taiwan uses traditional ones.
Zhao says his personal favorite site in Taipei is the Palace Museum, which contains thousands of artworks from the Forbidden City, home of China's emperors. The nationalist government took the best of the bunch with them when they fled the mainland in 1949.
When I go there, I just think Chinese are too brilliant. I often go to the Forbidden City in Beijing. I never imagined there were so many treasures in the Palace Museum.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are encountering some turbulence.
At first, the flights will be limited to 36 round trips each weekend. The Taiwan Straits are still militarily sensitive, so the flights will detour through Hong Kong's airspace. Before, flights between the mainland and Taiwan had to physically stop in Hong Kong or Macau. Passenger Li Kangnian is a Taiwanese TV scriptwriter who works in Beijing. He says the direct flights will save time for frequent travelers like himself and help to lessen mutual suspicions. For a long time, the two sides were on their guard towards each other, he says, and there was little trust between them. I think the flights will bring the two sides closer together. I think it's a good thing. Lion dancers and television cameras greeted the first passengers in Taipei. The government anticipates that up to 3,000 mainland tourists a day will spend $2 billion and create 40,000 jobs a year for the island. It's a first move in Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou's strategy to strengthen economic ties with the mainland. Of course, inviting tourists is a lot easier than addressing political differences. As for Beijing's goal of reunification with Taiwan, Ma says that he will not even discuss that issue while he's president. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Taipei.